start in 96, a great team, but yet, oddly enough, you get a chance to meet Midwest City again in the championship.
Yeah, and I said, if I remember right, they were going for their third championship in a row. Right. Yeah, you know, Don, the 96, I remember Tyler, my oldest daughter, was born in February. If I remember right, I signed my contract in March and inherited a ridiculously talented group of kids, especially the junior class. Senior class, pretty good too. Corey Callens, Jerry Wisney, don't get me wrong. But I also inherited kind of a divided community and kind of a divided school when Jinx decided to part ways with Ron Lancaster. There was definitely some division. Some people really were loyal to Coach, and he had done a fabulous job. Other people were okay with seeing him go. And there was quite a bit of, you know, torment and just different things to fix. So we buckled down, hired Tad Gross as my offensive coordinator, Matt Hennessy as my defensive coordinator, tried to just bring them in and take care of what was really important, and that was bringing the kids together, and made a pretty good run at it.
You're down 17-7 to Midwest City, and this Rocky Kalmus is one of the stars on that team. Had a quad bruise.
Yeah.
And yet, your conversation with him going into the halftime locker room is priceless.
Yeah, let me just go back, because he was severely injured the week before. I mean, no one that I know of would have even tried. And so right before halftime, we were getting outplayed. We'd outsmart ourselves. We weren't doing a very good job on defense. But right before half, we got a turnover, and Tad Gross wanted to call the halfback pass. So the only people we had worked with is Rocky throwing the pass. Well, Rocky hadn't been playing running back because he couldn't run. So I just remember Rocky standing in the back of the huddle, warming his arm up. Because, you know, Rocky was a great pitcher, and his dad had always told him, now, don't throw a ball unless you're good and warm. So I comment on the headset, you know, Tag, we're going to get fired because everyone in the stadium knows it's a halfback pass because this is Rocky's first play. Anyway, Brett Butler executes it perfect, little crack flag. We get a little bit of momentum going into halftime. We're still behind. Walking up the ramp, Rocky's a little frustrated because he's hurt and he's not getting to play. And he looked me and Tag right in the eye and he goes, if you'll give me the damn ball, we'll win the game. And Tag looks at me, I said, okay, give him the ball. Let's see how it goes, because he, you know, he was hurt, but and we won, just like he said.
Yeah, three touchdowns, I think, in the second half.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Rocky Kalmus went on to play at OU, where he was an All-American, and his senior season won the Butkus Award, which goes to the nation's outstanding collegiate linebacker. Rocky Kalmus also played a few seasons with the Tennessee Titans and still lives in Nashville. You're listening to an interview with Alan Trimble and myself, Don King, after he announced his retirement. And it's a presentation from Cox Communications, who has never aired this particular interview, from April of 2018.